Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontPerish.com. John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I got a question for you today. Are you ready? What fire is going to consume you? Yeah, let's talk about this. This came up with a brother and I were talking. He inspired this, something he said. What fire is going to consume you? Let's talk about this. Hebrews 12:28-29. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, and whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So let's talk about this. God has a side of wrath. Everybody likes to talk about his love, his mercy, and his justice. Yep, he has all of those characteristics. He also has wrath. If you look in the Old Testament, see how God destroyed people that sinned against him. A priest touched the ark falling, God killed him. We see in Egypt all the plagues, the Passover that killed the firstborn. We see God use fire. Think of Sodom, how God, fire and brimstone, rained down and killed the sinful people. Switching to the New Testament, we see God destroying people by judgment. Acts 5, he killed a husband and wife over one lie, and then comes back to fire. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10. Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy people that don't know God and obey the gospel. You heard Paul talk about it right there. Reverence and godly fear. Yeah, you need to have reverence and godly fear. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. So God is that fire. He's wrath, and that fire is going to do one of two things to you. You ready? He's either going to consume you with his judgment and sentence of separation and eternal hell away from him in a place of a fiery indignation, or Titus 2:14, this is what my brother brought up. He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. My brother brought up that word zealous. Let's look at the Greek. It means, in Hebrew, it says, it's zelo, zelo. It means burning with zeal. Yeah, so you're either going to be consumed by the fire of God's wrath or his spirit. Remember in Acts 2, the flames of fire came on people's head? These are all symbolism of who God is. It's either going to be fiery wrath or it's going to be the fire and the zeal that God puts in you because of his spirit and his new life. Jesus mentioned it too, Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Same exact word. Burning for God. That's what the Bible says. There's going to be fire in the future. It's either going to be fiery damnation because of this consuming fire God, or it's going to be his people consumed by his spirit. Zealous for good works, fiery good works, burning to serve God in holiness and obedience. Which one are you going to be consumed by? God's wrath or his spirit and fiery zeal for good works? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I really get excited when I talk about serving God, and I get fearful for myself when I fall away and for the people I see turning their backs on the truth, turning away from the truth, living sinful, worldly, wicked, unbiblical, religious lives. I fear for these people because I love my neighbor. Go ponder what fire is going to consume you. God is merciful and gracious, and he'll spare you if you cry out and forsake your sin. But if you live in sin and the world, God's fire is waiting for you, and it will destroy you. We love you all. Check out our website, DontPerish.com. Go to our teaching blog, Pouring Out Truth Every Day, as we preach the gospel out in this wicked world, calling people to that wonderful, crucified, risen Savior. Repent obey the gospel today. Hey, till next time. May God be praised.